Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. We're getting some first-hand accounts now from a mass shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia last night. Breonna Tyler works there.
I looked up and my manager turned around and he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me.
Police say six people were killed before the gunman apparently shot himself. No word on a motive, but Tyler says
everybody did have an issue with. So when I came in, it was, okay, well, that's the manager to look out for. You know, he has issues. He has this. So he was already kind of rocky with people, but to this extent.
It was the country's second high-profile mass shooting in 4 days. A hearing was held in Colorado Springs today for the suspect in a shooting at a gay nightclub Saturday that left 5 dead. And in Philadelphia, a city school spokesperson says 4 high school students were injured in an apparent drive-by shooting today. Heavy smoke, flames, and rescue crews scrambling to find the wounded in Ukraine's capital as the punishing new barrage of Russian strikes targeted infrastructure again. That's caused power outages across much of the country. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports the U.S. is sending more aid.
The latest package is $400 million in weapons, ammunition, and generators. It'll come from the Pentagon's own stockpiles in a bid to get the aid out as fast as possible. But the continued push raises questions about just how long the U.S. and its partners can keep sustaining the fight without impacting their own military readiness. Many European nations say they've already pushed out all the excess equipment they can afford to send. The Pentagon's top weapons buyer met with partners in Brussels last week to discuss how to keep the weapons flowing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Georgia's Supreme Court has reinstated the state's ban on abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. A lower court ruling overturned the ban, but that's on hold while the high court considers an appeal. This is AP News. Brazil is expelling a U.S. fishing tour company from indigenous land. Charles Deledesma has details.
A federal court in Brazil has ordered a New Jersey-based fishing tourism company to leave a remote indigenous area of the Amazon after prosecutors filed charges of operating without government authorization and manipulating indigenous people, which is illegal in the country. The Attorney General's office alleges the company, Acute Angling, invaded the territory where it set up a luxury fishing lodge without either proper consultation or approval from relevant agencies based on the testimony of indigenous people. Prosecutors in court documents accuse Acute Angling of striking deals with some local leaders. I'm Charles Deledesma.
At the World Cup, Japan scored 2 late goals to beat Germany in a 2-1 shocker. Meanwhile, Spain's young squad thrashed Costa Rica 7-0. Morocco and Croatia played to a scoreless draw. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Georgia counties will be able to hold early voting this Saturday in the Senate runoff election between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. It's the only possible Saturday for early voting before the runoff on December 6th. Republicans had objected, citing state law that says early in-person voting is not allowed on a Saturday if the Thursday or Friday before is a holiday. Since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, the state and GOP group said that includes this Saturday. Democrats argued the ban does not apply to runoff elections. The state Supreme Court has left in place a lower court ruling allowing the voting to happen this Saturday. Unemployment benefits claims rose last week to the highest level since August. The Labor Department says jobless aid claims hit 240,000, up 17,000 from a week earlier. While the total is the highest in several months, it remains low by historical standards. The job market is still strong despite high inflation, but the extraordinary job security American workers now enjoy may not last, as the Federal Reserve keeps boosting interest rates. Many economists expect the U.S. to slip into a recession next year as higher borrowing costs slow the economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
We are standing on the shoulders of the teams and the players and the coaches that came before us and help us recognize what we are about to do today. And as always, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We don't play for our glory, we play for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pre-game prayers like this one have become a focal point this season after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a Washington State public school coach had a right to pray on the football field. A recent AP NORC poll shows a majority of adults in this country approve of the high court's decision, which has fueled speculation that prayer would become an even bigger part of the game day fabric. That doesn't seem to be the case. In Michigan, some teams with players and coaches representing multiple religions have found ways for anyone who wants to pray or not. And they say that's okay.
We respect the Supreme Court's decision, definitely.
Dearborn Heights Crestwood High School football coach Haas Bedun.
I think it does make it easier for the coaching staff if they would like to participate. But these best practices have been around for years here, where the players make it their thing.
Some high school football coaches give time and space for their players to pray if they wish. West Bloomfield coach Justin Ibey considers it a teachable moment. It shows teenagers that accommodations can be made for different faiths.
I've never made anyone come to us and pray with us before kickoff, so it's never a situation where I'm looking to see who wasn't participating. So it was never a situation where we made anybody come and do it. We just did it, and those who wanted to join have been joining, you know, ever since.
One coach just outside of Detroit says several people in the community pushed him to use his platform and constitutional right to pray publicly. But Dearborn Fordson High School coach Fuad Zaban says he chose to keep prayers behind closed doors to avoid potential anti-Islamic jeers.
I was flooded by calls, and they were hoping that I would take advantage of the ruling and we would do our actual prayer out on the field. But that's not the way we've operated.
Fordson senior wideout Hassan Chenawa says his teammates support keeping their prayers in the locker room and away from the public.
I think it's better private because we don't know what everybody wants, but we're a team and we all agreed to this, to the prayer, and we have no problem with it. But we don't want to do it publicly because we don't know if people are comfortable. We don't know what their opinions are about it. We just don't want any conflict with anybody else.
The unique nature of having Christians, Muslims, and Jews playing on the same team is not lost on the players. Dearborn Heights Crestwood Junior Chris Wright.
Oftentimes, with a lot of diversity, there may be a disconnect, you know what I mean, between me or maybe some of the other students, but because we're all here playing football and it's okay to practice whatever religion you may practice and we all accept each other, it's, you know, kind of making it easier for us to be cohesive as a team.
I'm Larry Lage, the Associated Press.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.